Checking in this morning with 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg as the tensions continue to mount overseas as we keep an eye on what's happening with Ukraine, Russia. And I guess, Congressman, kind of give us the little international relations lesson. What do we need to be most worried about what's happening over there, or maybe not happening?
Well, worried about Putin. I've said for quite some time that Putin is the guy in the world today that we have to really keep our eye on. He has, of course, a KGB background. He's a communist. He certainly wasn't happy with what Reagan accomplished and the aftermath of seeing the Soviet Union broken up, Russia diminished. Their economy is broken significantly. And yet, because of a lack of a strong foreign policy and defense capability policy, in this administration, I have to say, we have lost the ability to stand a person like him down with reality. So when he was able to get his foothold in Syria and in the Middle East and get a port there, showed himself to be the front runner. And now with this issue with Crimea, it is a tough situation that we find ourselves in, and NATO forces that always look to the United States for its strength. And when we show any type of weakness, which has been very consistent for the past 6 years, and a restart button that is not what we're looking for, but rather a strong button like Reagan had, that says we will show strength with our compassion, with our care, with our peace desire, but we will always show strength first and foremost. And that's not what we have, and here's the outcome.
What could be the possible next step that would directly affect us or would draw us into something over there?
Well, we certainly don't want to be drawn into a war, and I don't think Putin wants that yet either. But he certainly is moving forward, and if he can show strength and start to win back some of his supporters that never got over the security, I guess you would say, of having government tell you what to do, and there are people that's all they knew, so that was comfortable for them. If he starts drawing some of those back in, his strength mounts. Right now, I don't think he has that type of strength to fight anything significant against the United States and NATO if we were to do that. But right now, I think we need to do some economic issues. I think some steps have been made as recently as yesterday with travel, a stoppage for Russian officials, with putting some economic hurt on Russia. And I think we have to not blink when we do these things and sanctions as well, but doing it in such a way that we gain ally support and strengthen NATO and their forces to say we should have the upper hand, we can have the upper hand, and we will take it alongside of America.
7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning. Let's shift gears here a little bit and talk about health care. Earlier this week, the House and you voted in favor of the Simple Fairness Act to eliminate the individual mandate penalty for a year under the president's health care law. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I believe, as do many, that the president is doing things he does not have the authority under the Constitution to do, or the law that was passed by Congress back in 2009. Called the Affordable Care Act. He has done a number of changes just by simple fiat, as it were, delaying the employer mandate, delaying most recently the small employer mandate, those 50 to 100 employees. And now he wants to, I think because of the tremendous negative, I guess you would say, results that are affecting people and, more importantly to him, the chances of Democrats holding on to the Senate and then possibly even losing more seats in the House, he's put a delay on the implementation of the requirement for the individual mandate and insurance requirement for 2 years, putting it back past the presidential election. So what we've said, look, you're going to do this for businesses, then you ought to do it for individuals, that individuals don't have to suffer the penalty of not having insurance when the deadline hits, simply because they can't get it, because your program wasn't established right, the website didn't work, insurance companies are being forced to tell their people who like their insurance, you can't have it anymore, and people are having a great difficulty in finding that insurance and getting signed up for it. They can sign up maybe for themselves, but for family members, they can't get signed up. And It is just a tragic situation going on.
A couple of weeks ago, you held a public forum meeting in Coldwater to talk about health care, the Health Care Act and everything that's going on with it. And in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from today, actually, you're holding a special one focused on senior citizens and their issues, right?
Yes, that'll be in Coldwater coming up in a couple of weeks. In fact, I just cut the announcement for it yesterday, so that'll be getting out on your radio station. As well as in the news media around. We want to have our staff there, but also some key resources for seniors dealing with everything from health care to Medicare, Social Security, and any other senior issue that is of importance. And in a time when people are really, really clamoring for some type of solid information, we hope to be able to help that. We'll have our staff, staff that deals with senior issues there, so we can sit with you and talk through issues as well. I'll have an opportunity to speak to people as likewise.
All right, that's on Friday, the 21st of March. Congressman, thanks. Enjoy the sunshine today and enjoy the melt-off maybe this weekend, all right?
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's got to come. We're springing forward this Sunday, so that maybe will give us a head start into spring.
All right, great. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Okay, looks fine.
Bye-bye. Right, bye-bye. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB. It's about 3 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Stand by. Jim Whelan in the newsroom. His update is next.
Well, so much for your plan to hit Battle Creek's Marvac Camper and RV show.
That was...